7.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
And good morning, gardeners. Welcome back to the 7 o'clock hour of the Paul Parent Garden Club. As you can tell, this isn't Paul's voice you're hearing. This is his youngest son, Patrick. I'll be here until about 10 o'clock. My father will be back next week. He's got some stories to tell you. He is raring to go, but he will be back next week. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Give us a call. Try to do the best we can to answer all your gardening questions. Got a couple interviews today. Ashton Ritchie from the Scotts Company will be here around the 8 o'clock hour. Be answering some of the questions about what we should be doing with the lawn at this time of year, what we can do with a couple of the items there. And then we have another interview coming along at the 9 o'clock hour with Tesler Plants. Be talking about some of the different plants that what we should do for the winter, and how we could still be planting some of these products. It'd be Tim Kuhn from Tesler Plants. He'll be helping us out with some of that information. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Tom, let's go right into the phone lines. Who's up next?
Next up, we've got Jonah from Cape Cod with a question about preparing for the storm.
Jonah, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Good morning, Patrick. Thank you for taking my call.
Good morning.
So last week you suggested to get some lime for the strawberries, and also someone suggested lime for the asparagus. And I also have some food for the lawn, like fertilizer, to put on. And my question is it good to do it now before the rain comes? Or should I wait afterwards? Should I wait afterwards because the rain will be too intense and it'll wash away the lime? Or is this a good time to put on those two products?
Well, for those two, I mean, it might not be a bad time, but I personally would wait until after the storm.
Okay.
I've been trying to read up as much as possible to see when it could hit us, etc. I know it's hitting Philadelphia now, and that area is going to get the worst amount of rain. We could get 1 to 3 inches of rain.
Yeah.
From the storm, which, you know, in a couple day period is a lot of rain. So it might not be worth it to do. I mean, a light rain or something along those lines wouldn't be terrible, but with a heavy downpour like that, I wouldn't be putting those things down, just because you're not sure, you know, when you do that, you're not sure how much is going to be washed out. So then you're wondering, do I put more? You always have that question in your mind of, should I do a little bit more? And, you know, usually you shouldn't, just because you don't want to over fertilize it, that type of thing. But you don't want to have that question in your mind, you know, because next year you're like, well, what if I had done this? What I've done this? Well, if you stick to, you know, the things that you know and that are going to work, you'll have a little bit more confidence in the plants.
And that's true for putting the lime on the asparagus?
Yeah, I'd wait a little bit. The only thing that I would do at this time, which I had said early at the 6 o'clock hour, is if you notice anywhere in your yard that puddles up,
yes,
I'd be putting the gypsum down, because that's,
yes,
one of the things you want to,
yes,
to be pushed down,
uh-huh,
into the soil and break down.
Uh-huh.
But I wouldn't be using any of those other items with,
okay,
the amount of rain that we could be getting.
Okay, that's good. That's really, really, really helpful. So now I can just focus on just taking care of pots and chairs and the basic practical pieces.
Yeah, and just making sure that the house is all protected and ready,
yeah,
to go.
All right, we can put all this other stuff on hold. Okay, thanks so much.
Definitely wait until about the end of the storm.
Okay.
I mean, even if it's like Tuesday afternoon when the storm is, you know, on its way out here, it's a little drizzly.
Yeah.
If you don't have puddles in the yard, you could do it then, because a little bit of that water towards the end will help it, you know, water it in.
Okay.
That might not be a bad time.
Okay.
Or you can wait until a couple days after if you don't have time.
Okay. Thanks so much.
We thank you for the phone call.
Bye-bye.
The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here until 10 o'clock, and we'll be here answering all your gardening questions the best we can. My father will be back next week. As Jonah was saying from the Cape, we are bracing for the storm that's coming up the coast here. Sandy is wreaking havoc all in front of her path. And here in West Virginia, they might even get some snow. So, you know, that was the forecast I just read a couple minutes ago during the break. So that's, you know, for them, that's no good. But it's good for us because we're not getting that snow. They had said at one point that this Frankenstorm, if you will, you know, is the perfect storm and might actually get us some snow up here. But doesn't look like that at this moment. Let's keep our fingers crossed because it still is October. Let's leave the snow until about right after Thanksgiving so we get a nice covering for Christmas, and then it can be as snowy as it wants right after Christmas. So let's hope that's how it goes. But nature kind of does what she wants, so I think we might not be able to hope. We might not be able to make that happen. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. I mentioned in the 6 o'clock hour that you should be out there. If you've planted any trees that are above 6 feet tall, you should definitely be staking those for this storm that's coming. You know, we could get up to 75, 80-mile-an-hour winds, and that really could wreak some havoc on the newly planted trees. So you definitely want to go to your garden center and get some stakes to hold those trees down. You don't want those uprooted because if, you know, any damage to the root system can be detrimental to the plant later. One of the things you can do is if you're seeing that a plant is getting uprooted, you know, once the storm is over, you can do everything you can to get that back standing upright and having the roots covered. But the longer the roots are exposed, the harder for the plant to recover. So it is something that, you know, staking will help these out. You want to make sure that the tree and its root system is not exposed to the wind, the rain, basically all the elements. You just really need to protect those trees and shrubs. So that's definitely something that we got to look at right now with the storm heading up the coast. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Give us a call. We'll try to answer any of your gardening questions. One of the things I also mentioned at 6 o'clock hours, make sure your chainsaw is all ready to go. Make sure you got gas and oil in it and some extra so that if any of these branches come down around the house, you know, you might need to get them out of the way just in case no one's behind your car or something along those lines so you can get out and get protected. So just make sure everything's ready to go. All your patio furniture is put away, all that type of thing. These are all things I know everybody knows. But it's just that friendly reminder saying, hey, you know, you're thinking about all these other things. Don't forget these. You know, make sure you got a propane gas grill, make sure you got an extra tank of propane. I'm sure there's going to be a line out there now. Make sure your generator's ready to go. Gassed up if it's gas, get it all set. Make sure everything around the house is, you know, either tied down or ready to go because you don't know how the storm's going to hit us. It has taken an angle towards Philadelphia. We're going to get the outskirts of it. Philadelphia, Washington, et cetera, is going to get hit the hardest, it looks like, at this moment. But we're going to feel some of the effects up here with we could get 1 to 3 inches of rain and some of that wind. So you want to protect everything you got out there. And the phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Give us a call. We'll try and answer your gardening questions or any questions about the storm. I'll be do my best meteorologist impersonation. Do what I can to help you out. We'll be here until about 10 o'clock today. answering your gardening questions. My father will be back next week. He's got some stories to tell you. He's pretty excited to be back next week, so look forward to that. And we'll do what we can to help you out. I've talked a couple of times about Christmas cactus and getting those ready for blooming. This is the time to be getting them in that cool area where the 50 to 65 degree weather, making sure you're going to get them ready in time for Christmas to be blooming. So this is the time you should be working on that, taking care of a few things. So you definitely want to be thinking about that. Definitely thinking about cleaning up the yard, getting it ready so that after the storm, it's less for you to do. But once the storm's done, we got to get back to work out there, make sure things are done. And I think about after the storm is done, you're going to be spraying some of your wilt proof on all your evergreens or wilt stop on your evergreens. You can also spray that on your roses and your hydrangeas. Definitely want to take care of those for the winter, because if we have another winter like last year, we could have some damage to a lot of the different evergreens coming in the spring. So definitely want to do something now to protect it for next year. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prince.
When I read Green Prince, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prince.
What is Green Prince? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prince, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prince is the one and only Reader's Digest. Only Green Prince shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prince is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprints.com. That's greenprints.com, like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with wiltproof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you're able to absorb amino acids and the less you're able to repair the 75 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, If you could consume a protein powder that is easy to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
Back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll be here until 10 o'clock broadcasting, doing the best we can to answer all your gardening questions. I was just on the break looking at Boston.com, and I saw a little thing underneath their storm watch that says school closings. We already got school closings going on for Monday. So that's, you know, this storm's coming. We should be getting ready for this and taking care of some of the things outside. Again, the phone number here is 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next? Let's get right back into the lines.
Next up, we've got Inga from Maine with a question about hollyhock.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Yes, good morning, Patrick. I have a problem with hollyhock rust. And I tried fungicide, all kinds of different things, and I probably get to it too late. How can I prevent this from happening again?
Well, with the hollyhock, some of the things that you can do is you notice that it happens about the same year, the same time of year each year.
Yes.
So you definitely want to do some precautionary type things. So say you notice that it happens just about every time, you know, during the fall. I'm just throwing out a date. Say it always happens the beginning of September.
Uh-huh.
Well, what you should be doing is a couple weeks before, maybe even a month before, start a cycle of, you can take Serenade, which is an organic fungicide, or, you know, a fungonil from Bonide or a copper fungicide, and spray that and start it in intervals.
So I start this treatment in the fall, not in spring?
No, I was just taking a example of when you see it. So say we see it in the spring. You know, it all depends on the time of year that you're starting to see the rust.
It usually starts in July, and sometimes even the flowers are affected by it.
Okay. So then we definitely want to try it about a month before that. If it's always in July, you definitely want to do a little bit more precautionary work about a month before it.
Okay.
So
it is actually a fungus?
The rust on there, you would be using a fungicide to take care of it. You can use the copper fungicide from Bonide or the Infuse or Funganil from Bonide. You could also spray it with a with Bayer has a 3-in-1 with is insect disease and miticide. You take care of the insects as well as the disease.
Is that the systemic drench?
These are all sprays on the foliage.
Oh,
they're all foliar sprays.
It doesn't help me to use the systemic drench that I use for the roses so that it doesn't even get into the plant.
You could do that with the roses. They do have that drench that will help it. But it is something that with the drench, it'll help the inside as well. But, you know, I like to make sure that I'm spraying some of the foliage at the same time.
As well. Okay.
Yeah. So I would definitely, you know, if you want to do the drench, you can do the drench, you know, at the beginning of the season on there to help with the, to help so it doesn't have the rust. But at the same time, I would about a month before that it usually happens because it seems like it happens the same time every year.
Yes, it does.
Start taking care of it with, you know, some sort of fungicide, doing a, you know, precautionary. If you're going to use anything organic, like a copper fungicide or Serenade, they say to spray it every 14 days. So if it's, you know, happening July 1st, usually start at the beginning of June.
Okay.
Spray about 14 days later, and then you're going to spray another 14 days after that. And this isn't something that, oh, it's July 1st, we're going to stop doing it because it's time, you know, that this happens. You're going to keep going for a little bit and make sure that it goes through the cycle and does not get this rust and keep going. It usually can have something to do with the amount of rain we have. That will affect it. It really depends on the season as well. So, you know, just take a look at that and see what you can do with, you know, being cautious and spraying early.
Also, is there a particular soil condition?
Well-drained soil would be good for it to allow the water to go through the ground. The water's not sitting there. So a sandy or a well-drained soil would be great. And we thank you for the phone call. The phone number here is 855-660-4261.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked.
The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Tom, you got anybody on the phone lines? We'll have a little bit of technical difficulty, it sounds like, here. But our phone number is here is 855-660-4261. Give us a call. We'll try and answer any of your gardening questions. I think I hear Tom in the background there. We got anybody on the line?
We sure do.
All right. Who's up next?
Next up, we've got Tracy from New Hampshire with a question about termites.
Tracy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi. Yeah, I have a question about a termite-like bug. It's not a termite. We've brought samples of our soil to a couple of garden centers in our area, and they don't know what the bug is. But it came to us in a load of garden soil that we had delivered, and unfortunately, we used it to fill several raised beds for garden, for vegetables and for flowers.
Okay.
And this little white termite thing is everywhere. They like the things like the squash and the pumpkins. They like kind of like borers.
Yep.
They hollowed out the middle of the stems, and now they're starting to attack my perennial plants.
Okay.
And I'm wondering how we get rid of them without digging up all this dirt, and even if we did dig up all the dirt, what do we do with it once we dig it up?
Okay.
I don't know what to do.
When you went to the garden centers, did they have you use anything yet?
No.
Nothing yet?
My husband actually brought it to the UNH Cooperative Extension, the local office here, and they said they didn't know what it was and they would have to research it, and we never heard back.
Okay.
But it look they look like termites. They're very small. They're white.
Okay. Well, one of the things that you can be doing is you don't necessarily have to remove the soil. One of the things I would be doing at this time, and it's still okay to be spraying it, okay. There's a product out there by Bonite called 8.
How do you spell that?
8, like the number 8.
Oh, 8. Oh, okay.
I would be spraying that all over the plants and using that. One of the things that that does is it kills a lot of different insects. I mean, it has, I think, over 200 insects that it'll take care of. So you definitely want to, you can kill what's there now. One of the things I would do in the spring is 8 has a granular form that you can sprinkle all over the ground.
Okay.
And you can move that into the soil. One of the things, if it's in the vegetable garden right now, I mean, the vegetable garden, you know, a lot of the items might be, have gone by, et cetera.
Yeah.
You know, if you're getting rid of those areas, you could be putting some of this granular form down now.
Okay.
To sprinkle all over the area and actually to get rid of it, to try and help get rid of anything that's in the soil at this time. I know there is a, there's also a ortho product, for the garden that you can use. I will actually, at about 8 o'clock, Ashton Ritchie of the Scotts Company, will be on. Maybe I can ask him what the name of that, if I can't think of it, to see if that's something we can, you know, I know there is a vegetable garden product from them that you can sprinkle over there to help kill insects in there that's safe to eat. Well, it's not safe to eat the product, but it's safe to use on things that you would eat.
Okay.
Because I know that is a concern, especially if you're, you know, using any of these products to eat, especially the squash or, you know, some people will eat the pumpkin, you know, the, if it's a, the sugar pumpkin. So,
use that product, that 8 product? Can you use
you
that
can.
In the vegetable garden? Okay.
You can. You can use it up to, I believe it says on the on the back, it's either 10 or 14 days, maybe even less. I think it's 7 to 10 days before harvest, depending upon the product. So at this time of year, by doing that, I mean, it's not going to affect any of the plants unless you're going to eat any of them. And, you know, unless you have Brussels sprouts or any of the coal crops at this time. You know, it might not be anything there, so you could be using that on the whole garden. It's a product that you can buy in a, in you know, like a Windex bottle, or you can buy one that's a, they call it ready to spray, where you attach it to the hose so you can spray it all over the garden. That might be the easiest way, especially if it's a large outbreak.
Yeah, it is. And so we can spray that right on the plants. As well,
you can spray that on the plants. That's it's actually meant for the plants, but you can use it into the soil.
Okay.
You know, that is something to take care of it. One of the things, like I said, I'd definitely be using the granular in the spring before you put the garden in into, you know, be putting that through there. One of the product, another product you could be using. I have a product down here. It's Maxicide. It's in a purple bag. You can sprinkle all over there. It gets rid of a ton of different insects. But like I said, I'm trying to think of the product that's an ortho product. If it comes to me in the next couple minutes, I will let you know, or I'll ask Ashton Ritchie in the 8 o'clock hour. But there is one that you can use in the garden. But I'd definitely be spraying it with an 8 product right at this time.
Okay.
To try and kill anything that's left.
And have you encountered any of these insects
I haven't
that look
seen,
like they're
I haven't seen anything like that.
Okay.
One of the things that it might be, it might, the frost that we could be getting might actually kill some of it, and the freeze might kill some of it. Hopefully that's, something that'll happen, but if you, you know, spray them now and then spray again in the spring, that might be something to help prevent them from coming back this year.
Yeah, the soil that we had purchased, we actually got last year, and we were hoping over the winter that they would freeze and die, and they just came back.
They did?
So, yeah, they did, so they're not going away. So, we'll try those.
I would definitely try those, and I'm going to keep thinking about it because it is something I haven't, you know, seen before. So maybe I'll do a little bit of research in the next couple hours and try to do something with it. Like I said, I'm even going to ask Ashton Ritchie at 8 o'clock, see if he has any information behind that.
Okay, thank you.
We thank you for the phone call. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next? Alrighty. We got the storm coming up here in the next couple of days, so we're getting a good amount of rain, about 1 to 3 inches. So I said this in the 6 o'clock hour, we should definitely be putting some gypsum down in the areas that of your lawn that starts to puddle up during the year. You'll probably notice that, you know, there's either moss or something along those lines in those areas. There's definitely times that you want to be putting something down over those. Let the rain wash it in. I wouldn't do a lot of fertilizing or things like that with the amount of rain, but this gypsum, you want it to break down and get into the soil, so that's one of the reasons why I would suggest using it. So it'd be good to be doing. And the phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Fred from Maine with a question about radishes.
Fred, welcome to the Paul Perrin Garden Club. How can we help you?
I can't get radishes to grow the bulbs. I've tried them in the soil. I've tried them in some starter soil. I plant them by the directions on the package, like a half inch deep, 2-3 inches apart, and I get the long stem, but I never get a radish bulb. I thought they were supposed to be able to grow in cement.
Yeah. Now, how long are you letting them germinate to?
Oh, I've let some stay in all summer. I've got some that, you know, I put in 3-4 weeks ago, and still they just get just the long stems, and that's it.
Okay, one of the things,
greens above the ground look fine, but nothing below ground.
Now, have you had your soil tested at all in the past?
No, I didn't, but this one farm stand up here told me that I'm lacking probably boron, so I tried adding some borax, and that didn't do much good either.
Yeah, one of the things that you could be doing is making sure that you're, you know, fertilizing the area a little bit this fall and then again into the spring, using maybe like a 10-10-10 fertilizer onto there to just get it a little bit, you know, just give it a little bit of a shot now and then again in the spring. Those are a couple things I would be doing to try and break up the soil. One of the things that could be happening is you could have a very clay-filled soil underneath there. You could have something that very high. You could have very high ranges of your different chemicals that are in the soil, but you might have something that's holding it in there. So I would definitely suggest getting a soil sample. So your soil tested and bringing in a soil sample to a garden center. Just to see what's in there. I know at my garden center we do soil tests, and they have an extensive one. It's about $18. We send the soil away. They give us all these a bunch of different items, and a lot of times I will see is the calcium will be very high and the magnesium will be very high. And if those two are very high, what's happening is the other parts of the soil, you're not allowing those to react. You can have very high phosphorus, very high nitrogen, very high potassium, but with a very high magnesium, it's holding the products in there and not allowing them to work. So you might be needing to break up the soil a little bit. So I definitely recommend getting a soil sample on there because it just doesn't seem right. I mean, I've grown radishes myself, and they do seem to grow anywhere. But if it's a clay filled soil and the nutrients in there aren't allowed to move around, then that could be one of the reasons behind it.
I even tried making some rows and putting just the BN1 starter mix in. They still did the same thing, just the long stems in the ground. And every other vegetable I plant comes up well, but don't forget, those are all grown above ground.
Yeah, I mean, this, like I said, there could be something going on underground. It seems like you're having great success with the shoots, but the roots, which is the actual part that we want, you're having the issue with. So I would definitely take a look at that and see if you can get that soil tested. in those areas because it seems like something else is going on that we just don't know about.
Okay.
So definitely try and do that.
All right, I'll put down the 10-10-10 after the storm, and then I'll get the soil tested in the spring.
Yeah, I definitely would do something along those lines.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Fred. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here until 10 o'clock answering all your gardening questions. Broadcasting from Northeast Nursery, where I work. I'll be here until on the phone here until 10 o'clock, and I'll be here all day until about 6 o'clock when we close to answer any of your gardening questions. So if you have any questions, come on down. Bring a sample if you want of the different problems you have in the yard, but we'll be here to help you the best we can. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. My father will be back next week. He'll be here to answer all your gardening questions. He's pretty excited to be back. So I look forward to that. And we'll do everything we can to help you today. Just make sure you're getting ready for Sandy. She looks like she's going to wreak some havoc in the area. Maybe 1 to 3 inches of rain. Like I said, I've already seen some school closings. I saw Lynn Public Schools is closed. Check that on Boston.com. So any kids who are listening, don't get too excited. I think that's what I read. And then I also read University of New Hampshire could be closed for a couple days. So take a look at that. Phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
If you plant a new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with Wiltstop this winter. Wiltstop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide Wiltstop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide Wiltstop. Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the pollen with 100% organic animal repellent made by Shakeaway. Shakeaway Small Critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks! Shakeaway Dormant Cat Repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from Shakeaway. All Shakeaway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to Shakeaway.com. If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Bonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now, and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. A couple minutes ago, I was talking with Tracy about termite-like insects. The product I found was Bug Be Gone Max from Ortho. I just couldn't remember the name of it off the top of my head. You can use this. It does say for lawns right on the front, but if you actually read the fine print, you can use it in your ornamentals, your flowers, your vegetable gardens, and around the home foundation. So this might be something you can use there. It's a granular form. It kills over 100 different insects, so this might be a nice thing to be adding to the soil at this time, and even spraying with the aid for the foliar, anything on the foliage. So, Tracy, I hope you're still listening. That's the product that I would was trying to remember. It's Bug Be Gone Max from Ortho. It's in a red bag. It says right on there, season-long control. It's Bug Be Gone Max. Phone number here, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Cheryl from Maine with a question about roses.
Cheryl, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Yes, I have two questions. First, about the roses. I have black spot on my roses, and it's all over the leaves. I was wondering, should I take all those leaves off now? It'll leave the rose bush bare, or should I leave them on a little longer? Are they still getting nourishment from them?
Well, you definitely just let them fall from the plant. Don't rip them off or cut anything back at this time. They should be falling in the next couple of days, maybe the next couple of weeks. What you would definitely want to do is just try to get rid of them once they hit the ground so you don't have the disease going through to the soil. Next year I want you to use the rose systemic drench from Bayer. You definitely want to start using that in the spring, late spring, to get into there so it'll start to going into the soil and helping with the black spot. You can also be spraying it with a rose 3-in-1 product all over the foliage. That might be something to be doing, but you definitely want to be using some sort of drench to help protect the plant from black spot.
Okay, so that's rose systemic drench from Bayer.
Bayer has a rose and flower care. It's a systemic drench that you pour into the soil.
Oh, pour in the soil, okay. And my second question is, I have an endless summer hydrangea. I've had it for 4 or 5 years now. And it's really weird. I'm feeding it. I'm doing everything I should. And it only flowers every other year.
Really? That
it's
is surprising.
It's beautiful. It's 4 or 5 feet long, you know, wide, 3 or 4 feet tall, no flowers.
Yeah, I would definitely, if it was me, I would, in the spring, give it a little bit of a cutback. Because the endless summer does go on old and new wood. So by cutting it back, you're not going to kill all the flowers. What I would do is just, cut it back a little bit, give it a little bit of a shock and say, hey, this is my house. This is how we do things. and kind of let that plant know what's going on. A lot of people are afraid of pruning hydrangeas because of the flowers and, you want to do it after the flower has bloomed. But with an endless summer hydrangea, the great thing about it when they came out with it was incredible that it does bloom on old and new wood. So you can actually cut it back and make it to the way you want it to be. So cut it back a bit, shock it a little bit, and then give it a little bit of a 10-10-10 fertilizer in the soil, okay, and give it a little bit of nutrients. You'll do that in the spring, and then you're going to do it again about 6 to 8 weeks later. It's probably around end of June. And you're going to do it again at the end of the summer and just try to start feeding it a little bit. That's definitely going to help it out a little bit. It's surprising that it's going every other year considering the fact that it does bloom on both old and new wood. But that might be something. Just cut it back a little bit because you might have just let it get too big and it should be a little bit better for you.
All right.
And we thank you for the phone call, Cheryl. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll be here until 10 o'clock answering all your gardening questions. My father will be back next week. He's pretty excited to be back next week. So, get ready for some good stories. I know he's got a few. There might even be a bear involved. You never know. Again, phone number 855-660-4261. Give us a call and we'll get you on the 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock hour. Next hour, right at the beginning, we're going to be talking with Ashton Ritchie from Scott's Company. So get ready. We got some questions for him that they're going to help us out for this time of year. Phone number 855-660-4261.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.